Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another session of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Today, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor, when it comes to boys, boys are like, oh my God, they are the kings of their own worlds. They have their own rules. They don't want to listen to anyone. Now, how do we teach principles and laws to boys?
Yes, thank you very much for this question. Boys are very important parts of our lives. As we know, of course, the Holy Prophet said that boys are ni'mah and girls are rahmah. So we need to...
Boys are a blessing and girls
blessings.
Are a mercy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need... Tomorrow we're going to be questioned about the blessings that Allah Almighty has given us.
Yeah, and boys are among them.
And so the boys are important. So we need to be able to develop a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
A very important, one of the most important things is to be able to make them principled, and for that we need to be able to develop a special loving relationship of, you know, of friendship.
Yeah.
And for that, as we said, we need to be talking to them heart to heart, looking at them when we're talking to them, making them feel important, making them feel confident about themselves, talking to them in a very polite manner, in a loving manner. All of these are important.
Yeah.
Then we need to make them, of course, these are general things, even for girls, but especially for boys, you need to feel that you are friends with them, especially fathers.
Yeah.
Because a son has a very loving relationship with his mother, but because of some of the distances which come into place between the father and the son, the difficult situations arise. So a father especially has to take this into consideration, that he develops a very friendly relationship with his son.
Yeah.
The son, even if the mother scolds him, he will not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But if the father does that, he feels bad about it. So there has to be a friendly atmosphere from the beginning. A father should be playing with his son. He should feel that they are friends. He should always, the son should count upon him, upon his father as a friend, not as a guardian.
Yeah.
Then, of course, he should be able to provide a good example of being a parent, of being a father, and also of being a good son to his parents, to his father.
Yeah.
The way he sees, the son sees his father dealing with his father, that is an important thing.
He will learn automatically.
Exactly. So he needs to be setting the example in his relationship.
So here again, as usual, we say that here the child will pick up things with your actions. He won't be dependent on your lectures or advices.
Right.
So we'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akavi. And Professor is helping us to understand how do we deal with boys. Boys who are often very naughty. And Professor told us a few points. Before we go to the break, he said that we, especially fathers, got to be friends with them rather than being more like a guardian behavior. And so that they feel a little comfortable when they are dealing with their parents. Yes.
So we need to make them feel confident. We need to make them feel loving. The way I deal with my father, my son will also learn to do the same thing. And we need to make them act logically and reasonably, especially when I'm failing in something, then I should be able to make my child realize that, okay, failure comes, and with every failure, success is there.
Yeah.
Every success follows
failures
failure.
Failures are actually the pillars to success.
If you're not failing, then you're not succeeding. So we need to be able to inculcate in our children and our sons, especially because they're going to face the society tomorrow more than the girls.
Yeah.
So they need to be very logical in their dealings with others, with society, and being able to face failures. And both ways is important, how they cope with success and how they cope with failures.
Yeah.
Even success may lead to failures also. If one becomes too arrogant because of the success he has, apparently, he feels relaxed. If he becomes relaxed, the moment a person becomes relaxed, he tends to go down becomes a failure.
Yeah.
So when you're in a situation, when you're working hard and when you're trying to do something, achieve some goals in life, good business, successful business, you have always to be on your guard.
Yeah.
And you have to always be, apprehensive of any problem that may arise. So you need to teach your child to be able to deal with difficult situations in a logical and reasonable manner.
Yeah.
Then we need to also, as I said before, it's not just the apparent behavior. We need to be able to teach them how to develop a good conscience. The conscience should be clear. Whatever they do, if they carry out good behavior, it is based on the conscience within them, the call of the fitra that is within them, that is calling them towards the goodness they are doing. The goodness should come from within.
Yeah.
Good behavior should come from within.
Yeah.
So we should teach our child, especially our sons, to be able to, follow the voice of their conscience.
Yeah.
And to explain to them that what they're doing, whatever goodness they're carrying out, the good behavior should come from there. It should not be just
a fake one.
Yes, it should not be something as an apparent, as you, for example, go to a salesperson and he will start speaking to you in a very nice manner. The real reason isn't that he's nice. He wants to sell his goods.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
Ya muqdiy al-khayrat, ya muqdiy al-khayrat.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, be inviters to people by means other than your tongue.
Ya muqdiy al-khayrat, ya muqdiy al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Akavi, and Professor is helping us with some very important information on boys. How do we deal with boys? Because boys are not always listening. They have their own world. They have their own choices. They have their own rules. But to make them disciplined and to make them the children, what Islam expects us to be doing as parents, Professor is helping us with some very beautiful notes. Yes, Professor.
We need to make our children, especially our sons, realize that they need to have high, noble goals in life. They should have dreams for their future. They should dream for success in their lives. They should achieve, the goals which Islam and our religion wants us to achieve, being more noble, lofty ideas. We should make them realize that we are here for a bigger purpose, and we should make them realize that they need to go after those good, high, noble goals, and we should make them, we should boost them towards that goal. We shouldn't make them say, oh, these are just, dreams that you have. They cannot be realized. They cannot be achieved. No. You need to make them go for higher.
Think big, dream big, and act.
Exactly. So you need to make them feel very much energetic in their lives.
Yeah.
They need to be, of course, as I said, success along with failure. They should be able to cope with that.
If they are just failing in their lives, they should have this capacity to accept those failures.
Yes, they should target for high goals.
And use this failure as a ladder.
Exactly. They should go up to the to the top of the mountain. But in any case, when one is trying to struggling to go to achieve higher goals,
and if they are falling,
He may fall, but he should try again. He should try again, again, and again.
Until he reaches that peak.
Exactly. So failure should not be something which creates
an
depression.
An obstacle in his life, yeah.
And again, sportsmanship. We need to inculcate sportsmanship. We need to make him, not only sportsmanship, we need to make them good sportsmen also. Whether practically every boy should be a good sportsman also.
Which is in any good field for their physical and mental health.
One of their physical activities should be sports.
Yeah.
And then not only that, the spirit of sportsmanship, which accepts defeat.
Accepts defeat, exactly.
Yes, that is also important. That is for boys especially, because their ego does not allow them to accept that, but a good sportsman is ready to accept defeat if he feels that the opponent is more.
And can't use that foul language always. He has to be taken care of, which is against the rules of the games and also against discipline. So you're saying that sportsmanship teaches a lot to boys.
Yes, so they should be practically playing games and sports. Especially physical sports, not the games that are playing that are being played today, virtual world. No, actual games should be played.
All right.
Especially boys should be taking care of their physique.
Yeah, thank you so much, Professor. You have helped so many mothers today, so many fathers today, rather, who have boys and who are fed up of upbringing them because they don't have enough choices. They don't know how to deal with them because boys are boys. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you will find an archive of our programs over there. In case you want to listen to our programs on the social media platforms, you can search Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.